Welcome into Gun Talk Nation. This Gun Talk Nation is brought to you by Walther, Pyramid Air, and Savage Arms. So today on Gun Talk Nation, we've got a power couple. She is a two-time national three-gun champion, 22-year veteran of the Tulsa Police Department, and a general powerhouse on social media and gun rights and whatnot. And he's a full-time hunter, competitive shooter, engineer, which, God, that would be handy to have around guns, wouldn't it? Lifetime member of NRA, certified firearms instructor, et cetera, et cetera. Please welcome in Diana and Ryan Muller. Welcome in, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
I want him to introduce us all the time.
I like it.
I'll be your hype man. I'll just travel around.
I like it.
Well, thanks for
How's it going?
Good, good. Are you guys are setting half of the Midwest on fire right now? Is that what I understand?
Oh, I thought we were doing that whole unrecorded intro thing.
Oh, yeah. No, we're just doing
It's a controlled. It's a controlled burn with air quotes.
Yeah, we lit it, and the fire department controlled it.
There you go. Mostly controlled burn. Yeah, I mean. Yeah. I could do that. I could set stuff on fire. It doesn't sound too hard.
It's pretty easy to do with dry grass and winds that change.
Usually, country folk get along doing that just fine without the fire department. But we're happy that they're there.
That's right. Just a little backup. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to we're going to go all over the place in this half hour or so. First off, just jumping right into it because it's recent and top of mind for me and probably our listeners. Wanted to talk about, Diana, you've been there and you've helped others. What is it like preparing for and testifying over there in D.C. on Capitol Hill?
Oh, man, it's the weight of the world is on your shoulders, really. It's, knowing that you have a voice in front of the people who are making the decisions was a huge, huge weight on my shoulders. And, you know, when I testified about a year and a half ago, there were seven people on the panel and two of us were pro-gun and five of them were anti-gun.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that, you know, I felt even more pressure knowing that, you know, we had to carry more weight per se.
Right.
Now, Chris Chang just testified, and I testified in front of the House Judiciary. Chris Chang just testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is an even bigger stage. And they had four pro and four anti witnesses. And that was just as interesting, even more so for me, because the pressure wasn't on me and I was able to enjoy the experience a little bit more and absorb things that were going on when you get hyper-focused and it's all on you, then you don't really absorb the surroundings and what's going on. So yeah, I was very happy to do it, in the House, and I was happy to be support in the Senate. And Chris called me. He didn't have much time to prepare, and I think he knocked it out of the park.
Oh, I was going to say that.
He called me on Friday. Yeah, he called me on Friday night and said, hey, I'm testifying on Tuesday. And we just started talking about my experience. And I said, who's calling? Who's going with you? And he said, nobody. And I said, well, I would recommend you taking someone. And if you can't find anybody better than me, I'll go with you. And he got me approved. And then I said, hey, it would be great for optics if I was sitting behind you in a Teal for 2A, educate, not legislate shirt. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have Maj Teray sitting behind you as well. So he got Maj approved to come as well. So that's how we both ended up sitting behind Chris Chang and the pro-gun witnesses in the Senate chambers.
And you guys are very smart about this. You both did a great job, by the way. I mean, of course, some people may remember you up there and kind of saying, hey, can I say one more thing? By the way, I will not comply if you guys go through with more gun control stuff. I mean, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but I mean, you both did a great job. I love the, and you guys are smart about this. We've got Chris, the Asian competitive shooter guy. We've got Maj, the black guy, and we've got Diana, the female. None of them fit into what they think gun owners are, perhaps. And it's important. Like you said, it's very important. And I haven't been up there for a judiciary hearing in D.C., but I definitely have been to committee hearings at the state level. And I've talked about this before. It is amazing to listen to a group of a dozen or so politicians debate a subject that most of them know nothing about. And it's just, it's hilarious and also frustrating. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. That's what's the most frustrating part about it, is that the biggest voices are the anti-gunners that don't, you know, they don't have guns. But on that note, remember this week, a big blow up with Anthony out of New Jersey, who has a gun shop, I guess, or a range. And he promoted or took a picture with the Be Smart campaign from every town. And they are so slick. The anti-gunners are so slick that they realize that they're missing a lot of people that they could trick into coming to their side by taking such a harsh stance. So then they come out with this Be Smart program, which has really good information about, you know, storage and fire and safety and education. It looks like an education piece. But then they intertwine it with their anti-gun messages, the universal background checks, the red flag laws, and things like that. So if you haven't seen that, you'll probably see it this week. I don't think Anthony knew that it was from every town, but definitely something that we all need to be aware of, that they are calculated, they are well-motivated, and they are well-funded. In the D.C. project, the Women for Gun Rights is kind of positioned to be a counter visual and a counter voice in Washington, D.C., in our communities. But they have a $36 to $60 million budget. It was $60 million last year.
Wow.
And I'll tell you that we struggled to hit like a $100,000 budget last year, and we're still sitting on a lot of that. But we have a lot of horsepower, and it's just not, we don't have enough gas in the tank to get it to the ground and take off. I need people to get behind us like big time, so we can hire some of these girls that have been working, volunteering their time, but they have full-time jobs. And, you know, it's just, I'm looking for my daddy Bloomberg.
Yeah, that's right.
My big daddy Bloomberg.
Well, I mean, this is nothing new. We've seen this for, you know, a couple decades of the gun control industry being just have better funding than a lot of the gun rights side of things. And that's incredible what you can do with $30 to $60 million in funding for this group. And you're right, exactly right. They will call themselves gun safety groups from time to time. They're not. They've never taught a gun safety class. They don't know anything about gun safety, but they're trying to do this Trojan horse thing of let's talk about gun safety and all the other great ideas and reasonable ideas like universal background checks and other ways that we can destroy your gun rights. So it's definitely something to be aware of and be careful of who you're getting involved with.
It's a great analogy, Trojan horse.
Totally. Get you in there and you go, yeah, this seems like a good idea. Gun safety, who's not in favor of gun safety, right? I actually had put something out just on my personal page about this is real gun safety education, is taking your kids shooting. Do you teach your kids how to swim? Do you teach them about fire or knives or looking both ways before they cross the street? Well, education is not control. It's education is education, getting people familiar with things. And when they are actually, and that's why I love the shirt that you guys sell on the DC project, which has the words educate over, was it legislate? Am I right on that? Education, yeah, over legislation.
Yeah, it's a legislate crossed out with a educate over it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I was wearing it last week on our Gun Talk Live because I love the message. I said,
awesome. Hey,
this isn't our shirt. This is DC Project shirt. I just love it. I think it's a good message. So you guys have also, bouncing around a little bit here, you, Ryan and Diana, you guys have the Ambassador Academy. And I think it's a really interesting idea of, I guess, explain the premise, and I wanted to talk about this a little bit.
We were competitive shooters, and we realized that we were kind of a one-man band when we went to a match, and we needed work on our social media skills, our on-camera interview skills, our film and edit skills. We didn't have anyone to sit around and take professional photography, so we thought we would put that all into one group and kind of be a resource for people that were looking for all of those things and how to do all of those things better when they're at the match. Now, that's just something for competitive shooters, but at the same time, we are grooming representatives of the Second Amendment, which, you know, any gun owner is at any time, be it at a, you know, on Capitol Hill or at Thanksgiving dinner. And so we bring in subject matter experts to teach hostile communications. I want someone to know what their canned response to why do you need an AR-15 is whenever I'm sitting around the table at dinner or whatever, wherever you may be. So we go through that, and we put you on camera. We teach you how to present yourself on camera and then what to say when you're on camera. So we're working on many different aspects all in 1 week. It's a great week. It's 5 days. Everybody that finally pulls the trigger and gets down there has a great time, and we're pretty happy with it after 3 years. So hopefully that keeps going.
I love the idea. I mean, on two different sides, okay? So for Gun Talk Media, we work with a bunch of different brands. And a lot of times, those brands, when we're doing segments on radio or TV or whatever, they'll work with their pro staff, their pro shooters, to be that on-camera person for them. And I've said it for years, is it's great if your pro shooters are good shooters and they win matches or at the top and all that stuff. But to me, as a brand, it's even better if they can actually talk. If your pro shooters have no problem stepping up and being in front of the camera and being able to talk to media about different things. I know from a media side, we appreciate it a lot. Makes our job a little easier when, you know, these people are good on camera like you guys are and have fun with it. And it's, you know, and it's communicating the message. And sometimes that's the brand message if you're working with a brand. But ultimately, you're right. And it's not just about that part of it. It's about the Second Amendment part of it. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are probably one of the more gunny people in your friend group, in your family. You're probably the designated gun guy, gun gal, who people call and say, hey, I was thinking about buying a gun, or I was thinking about buying another gun, or I was going to go to the range. They're talking to you. You are a spokesperson for the Second Amendment. Whether you like it or not, you are. And so you have to get educated on the issues, and you have to get better and more comfortable with talking about it to your friends and family. But also, I mean, Diana, Ryan, if you work at a gun shop and your local ABC news reporter comes in and said, hey, there was a shooting down in this neighborhood, and what do you think about AR-15s or whatever? I mean, I feel like you got to be the person who says, yes, I will talk on camera to you, no problem, as opposed to, no, I'm not talking to anybody.
Right. You don't want to say the wrong thing, so you don't want to
say anything
at all. But what I want your audience to know is that we have a free download on dcproject.info, and it's for those people who want kind of a nutshell. It's a one-pager talking about why we oppose universal background checks, how you communicate with people, how, you know, just gives you all sorts of good pointers. So I would highly recommend just go to dcproject.info. I think it's on our landing page. It's a one-pager is what you're looking for. And that'll help. That'll, you know, and you talk about companies and having brand ambassadors. Well, I think everybody who works at that company is a brand ambassador. And they are definitely welcome to come to the Ambassador Academy. And if there's a company that's out there listening, we could actually put together a company specific event for you, for your employers, for your executives, whatever it may be. And one of the things that Ryan didn't mention was that it's held at WOFT, which stands for West Orlando Firearms Training. And their specialty is scenario-based training. It's force on force all the way down to flashlights. So it's fantastic. It's almost like a resort. We call it Tactical Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the better, it's fun. It's big kid camp. It's work. It's work. And you are going to drink from the fire hose. I'll tell you that, but you'll love every minute of it.
Yeah, I love that. Do some media training. And there's a lot of little tricks of the trade there. I mean, I'm sure you guys have some. I mean, a couple that come to mind when we've talked about this over the years is, depending on who you're going to be doing an interview with, if you think, well, I'm not sure if they're going to be friendly to me and my cause and that thing. One of the ideas is just ask them, hey, you guys don't mind if we film this for our side too, right? If they object to that, there's probably a problem. When you find yourself in an interview and you start talking yourself into a corner or going in a direction that you don't like, the tendency is to keep talking, and reporters love that because you're going to talk yourself into a hole. One of the little tricks is to just stop talking, just interrupt yourself, stop talking and go, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Can we start that over? Because now they don't have a soundbite they can use. Just a couple That's little tricks fantastic. To throw out there. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Use the tricks against them. Hey, Gun Talk Nation is brought to you by several great companies. First one being Walther. Walther just introduced new guns, the PDP. This is cool stuff. One of the things I like on the PDP is the slide serrations. And people will talk about slide serrations, but what they did with this is they actually, instead of cutting into the slide, they sort of built them out from the slide. Just a different way of thinking about it. But these are chunky front serrations and rear serrations. There is no way that you will not be able to grip this slide and run it. So pretty cool little feature. It's one of those things that you can tell this gun was designed by shooters. And you find that in the grip and the trigger and all the other things in this. But check them out. Walther Arms, we appreciate their support. Also, Pyramid Air, your number one resource for everything air gun, from air rifles and pistols, BB guns, pellet guns, airsoft guns, everything you need to run them, Pyramid Air has it all. Looking for a Crossman full auto BB air rifle? That's right. You can have full auto with air guns. Or a Chiappa charging Rhino BB revolver? Cool stuff. Find your new air gun or airsoft at pyramidair.com and use the code GUNTALKNATION to receive $10 off any $50 purchase. There you go. You make money listening to Gun Talk Nation. Also, Savage Arms. Check them out at savagearms.com. I was just poking around their site and they have this gun. It's called the 42 Takedown. This is your must-have survival, truck, camping, and more gun. The 42 Takedown is a rimfire shotgun combo. It breaks down with a simple push of one button and includes a bug-out bag so you can easily transport it anywhere. Break action combo fires rimfire rounds from the top barrel and a 410 bore shotgun shells from the bottom. That's really cool. 42 Takedown. Check them out at savagearms.com. What else, you guys? I mean, what else have you been doing? Have you been doing much shooting in competitions? I know that some things were put on hold, and now it seems like it's cranking up again.
You know, actually, after COVID hit this time last year, things did kind of slow down in the first and second quarter, but man, the third and fourth quarter, they were on fire.
Yeah.
And we just really haven't missed a beat in the shooting sports world. The things are rocking and rolling, and we're in business. So, yeah, we have a team match. Oh, one of the things I want to tell your audience, we have a team match as a fundraiser for the DC Project. It's coming up May 22nd and May 23rd.
Okay.
Well, for the next month, we have a raffle going on. It's for Jerry Michalik, not only being his partner for the match, but training with him the day before, and then taking home a souvenir of a Mossberg shotgun signed by Jerry. So it's a Jerry Michalik experience. DCproject.info/Jerry will get you to tickets. And if you buy one, that'd be great. But if you can share that message and make sure everybody has an opportunity, that's what's funding us going back to Washington, D.C., trying to get the message out state and locally. from the D.C. project. So, yeah, and we're headed back to D.C. in next month, in 17 days, actually, from today.
You're going to just scale the wall and go in, right?
No. We're gonna do it much better. But honestly, D.C. is still shut down. It was like a ghost town when I was there last week. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to take a very small group of girls in, and we're just going to invite the friendlies to us at a private location and just make sure they know that we're there for them and how they can utilize us, whether it be witness testimony or whether it be press conferences, however they see mom's demand being used by the other side, then just let them use us for the pro side.
I love it. Yeah, we're a resource for you. We are, as you said earlier, kind of the answer to that mom's demand side of things. And because it can be tough when you have that side, the mom's demand gun control group, I call them, that side. And I've been at some of these hearings when, and then they're doing their thing and they're talking about their kids' safety and this and that. And even you go, man, this is bull. It's not correct. It's not right. But it's hard for you to step in as if you're the 40 or 50 or 60 year old male, white male. And it's like, yeah, here we go. Here comes the guy who wants to just hold on to his guns with his cold, dead hands or whatever. It's tough to offset that. So I think that's a good strategy as far as DC Project and women from all varieties and all shooting backgrounds and, you know, gun rights, I guess different angles of the way you guys come to the gun rights side of things.
And it's a nonpartisan group as well. It's not like a bunch of Republican women sitting around. They have, you got all the things covered, don't you?
Yeah, we have a handful of Democrats. It's becoming more and more difficult for, you know, the Democrats to even speak up in their own groups because of the cancel culture. So if there's any Democrat gun owners listening right now, we need you to have a big old megaphone. We need you to come to DC with us. We need you to knock down their doors and tell them to back up off the Second Amendment.
Well, it's a great point. I mean, it's pretty absurd to me that the Second Amendment would even be a partisan issue. It's incredible. I mean, it's kind of one of those safety to me, personal protection and safety is kind of a universal thing. It shouldn't be, well, you know, you're a Republican, you're concerned about your safety, you're a Democrat, you're not. Oh, I'm just going to, you know, outsource my safety to the government.
They say the exact same thing about us, though. They think that because we're not willing to give up the method in which they are being told is the problem, that we are the bad people and that we, you know, that they say the same thing, that it shouldn't be a partisan issue. And I was like, yes, it shouldn't. But you are completely on the other side of the fence here.
It's
the burning side.
You're right. Well, the uncontrolled
burning side.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying about education over legislation. And if we can actually try to have just a conversation, which is tough to do these days, usually we can make some headway and gain some ground because there's a lot of facts and common sense on our side, I think, about a lot of these issues. What other...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I think that in writing what you just said lies the problem is that we go about this issue from a factual standpoint, and we're trying to combat an emotional standpoint. So that's where I think we run into a lot of issues. So facts are great. Facts are on our sides. We know the facts are on our sides. But when you start dealing with emotion, you're going to have a tough way. And that's one of the things that we try to hit on when we've got people sat down in front of a camera at the Ambassador Academy.
Are there a couple tips or strategies that you guys like to give people? If someone came to you and said, Diana and Ryan, I just got a phone call. I've been asked to be interviewed by my local TV or radio station about a gun issue. What would be a couple tips that you'd throw at them if you had 5 minutes with them?
Well, you already mentioned asking them to record it. You need to record your own interviews. But furthermore, it's not out of whack. I'm sure President Biden does it, but you want those questions. You want to know what the topic is. You want to know what they're going to ask you, and you want to prepare answers. Do not go into a conversation and think that you're just going to be talking to your neighbor and everything's going to turn out okay. The more you prepare, you know, what is it, the PPPPs, the six Ps?
Yeah, I don't know. You're trying to avoid getting Katie Couric is what happened. So, yeah, that's a very good tip, is you definitely want to get the questions ahead of time. And another great tip is you're there and you're not going to have much time. Say what you want to say. Politicians are great at it, as much as it drives all of us common folk nuts. You notice they don't answer the questions. That's how people get what they want to say out in the very short amount of time that they have. So be prepared with your messaging and know what you want to say, and independent, really, you know, to a degree of what you get asked, say it.
Well, and just to piggyback on that, Ryan, you know, it's actually really not sometimes about the questions they're asking you. And that's what you're saying. It's like, look, I came here to get these couple points out there, and I don't really care what you ask me. You could ask me like, well, isn't it horrible that this person was killed with this gun? Going, it is horrible. And that's why, as gun owners, we actually have been teaching gun safety education for decades, and we have Child Project Safe, and we have all these other programs. So basically it's a bump and run. You go, yeah, right. And then you move on to the statements that you would like to make and get that information in there. Great information, guys. How do they find out more? How do they support you guys? Before I jump to that, let's just back up and talk about the raffle to win a day of shooting with Jerry and then competing with Jerry, and you win a Mossberg shotgun. I mean, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah, well, and if somebody can't make it to the match, you still have the souvenir of a shotgun. If somebody can't shoot or doesn't want to shoot, you can come caddy for him and just hang out with us. Awesome. And if you can make it, you get a whole day of training and shooting for 2 days with Jerry and the match. And it's so much fun. The match is so much fun. The video, I need to send you the video. The past 2 years, the video has just been superb.
And we need to say, I mean, a big shout out to Jerry. He's really done a lot for us in the DC project. He believes in it. He doesn't get anything out of doing this other than helping. And there's no monetary, nothing. We're not paying him. He just does it. And we are exceptionally appreciative of that.
Yeah. He's the real deal. So this is coming up in May. Is that right?
Yeah, May 22nd, May 23rd, but we're drawing the winner on May 1st, so people will have time to plan their travel and stuff like that if they can make it. So dcproject.info/Jerry.
Okay.
And then also the Ambassador Academy is ambassadoracademy.info is our website. And then you can find us on social media. Die3Gun on Instagram, Diana Muller 3Gun on Facebook. What are you on Instagram, hon?
Oh, it's been so long.
It's like R. Muller.
He has to Google himself to find this.
Right. It's R. Muller _ 3GNR.
And you can, if you follow Diana, you can get all fired up because she'll give you a good rant or two a week. And this is when, like, my wife will be sitting on the couch and she'll go, oh my gosh, did you see what Di put out there? Oh my gosh, I'm so fired up. And then, you know, you can be with us.
Yeah, she'll straight up wreck an evening.
happily. That's great. Guys, you guys are awesome.
You tell Lisa that we miss her and she's more than welcome to come back anytime.
All right. Thank you. I will. You guys, have fun the rest of the day. Don't set anything else on fire that you don't mean to.
Sounds good. We won't. You don't either.
All right. All right. Thanks, you guys. That's it for us. We'll see you next time on Gun Talk Nation.